world-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Hi, folks. Phil Henry here with you on this Monday. I got the crew with me here, the panel, as they say.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm General Galen Shaw.
And Bud Dickman.
And I'm Robert Leonard.
Now, you had your, I had a colonoscopy, man. You're supposed to have that after you turn 50. Every guy after 50, every woman, you know. And
didn't you just have one last year? What, do you get your
kicks doing that?
Sure, that's what it is, man.
Well, why are you back again?
The doctor wanted me to come back. The doc said to come on back, and I did. And now he said I don't have to come back for another 3 years. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. I can't... But anyway, you know, I get a general... I got the general anesthetic because you can be awake for this thing. It takes 45 minutes and... You remember, who was it, Katie Couric?
Oh, Katie Couric, she was spiffed, as they say. I mean, she was definitely high. She was flying on something, you know.
She was, what do you mean high?
She was high. She was going, ooh, and it was embarrassing.
Well, she was on her medication.
It was her anesthesia, Margaret.
I understand that, but still, she's showing off her anus.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was on television going, and high on all kinds of chemicals, and showing her anus to the world.
Margaret, she was not doing that.
Well, what was that I saw?
It was a camera that goes up there.
Well, whatever.
You know, haven't you...
None of your beeswax, thank you very much.
Okay, that's a yes.
None of your beeswax.
That's a yes.
None of your beeswax.
Wait a minute. Both of you guys.
Why don't we just start giving people's ages away?
All right, well, then quit busting my castanets over this thing. So, yeah. So that's what happened. And here's the funny part. The anesthetologist, the doctor in charge of the anesthesia, because like I said, yeah, knock me out for I don't give a damn, man. It's like taking a nap and you wake up and you're done. You know, it's like you, as soon as you go to sleep, you're waking up. It's that's how whack it is. But the guy was a fan of the show.
You got to be putting me on.
No. As he walked out to greet me, he says, are you Phil Henry? I listened to this tape and that tape. He's mentioned all these bits. And then he told the doctor who had not was not that familiar with my stuff. And they're. And then the doctor came in after the whole thing was done. He says, Dr. So-and-so is playing some of your material for us. He must be walking around.
You're kidding. He's walking around with your bits on a tape?
He's bothering people with it? Holy God. I don't know if he's doing that. You imagine him walking. Hi, I'm Phil Henry's anesthetologist, and here's his material. Come on, let me just bother you with it.
No, he wasn't bothering anybody, but he... they got to be... I don't think that he actually had... Well, yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, he said he's back there playing it.
You playing it on?
I don't know. On his phone, maybe. But that was cool to know because I thought, oh, this guy is, he knows me, you know, he cares about, you know, he cares whether I live or die. And that's important.
Yes, but the downside of that is that he's such a fan, he forgets what his job is, and he's talking to you about bits you've done, and meanwhile your oxygen's been cut off.
No, that didn't happen.
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
I'd be worried about that.
So in other words, if you met someone...
Yeah, let's say if someone was a fan of Margaret Gray's, and they are out there, I mean, quite a few of them, quite a lot. As a matter of fact, the other day...
Can we just get to it?
Sorry. So, if they were my anesthetologist or the anesthetologist, okay?
Got it. I got it, Margaret.
All right. Make it look at the pain in the ass. I would be worried because they'd be... You know, they'd be fawning over you, staring lovingly at you as you are passing out, and forget that they've got the nitrous oxide turned up to broil. Well, what is funny about that?
Yeah, the guy's just turned the valves all the way wide open. Nah, that didn't happen. I was going to say it was a beautiful, no, it wasn't a beautiful thing, man, but, you know, it is what it is, but it all went cool, and great people. And if you're over 50 and...
Yeah, turn this into a public service announcement, Mr. Henry. That'd be very helpful for people.
Yeah, whatever. Welcome to our program here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We've got Bob Green and Frank Gray kicking things off. We have Bobby Dooley.
Bobby Dooley will be... I love this. She's going to be lording it over all the women out there on... You know, I know that today is Monday. Yesterday was Mother's Day. And she's going to come on here and talk about how special she is. This ought to be good.
Yeah, well, apparently her sons and her husband... Really put on the dog, as they say.
What does that mean, anyway?
I don't know. It's a way of saying they really celebrated.
Yeah, they took her to breakfast, and they gave her a bunch of flowers, so she's going to come on here and rub it in just a few minutes here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. But first of all, we have to get to our special friend there, Frank Gray. I know that Frank is golfing today.
Frank is, I don't think he's at Rancho Park. He might be in Anaheim Hills today. But I know that Frank said that he's at Anaheim Hills. I said he'd be wrapped up by now. Frank, it's Margaret, and welcome to the program. You're on live.
Hey, everyone. Frank Gray. Yeah, no, we're still golfing. I still got... Casby is with me and some of the guys here. I didn't mean to interrupt or anything, Phil, but I... As you know, I was tweeting on Sunday morning, and I wanted to get this understood that what happened to me could happen to anyone. I'm not an Englishman. I'm an American, and I enjoy sports. No one says to me that the Liverpool team is a good bet, and I got.
Apparently, they lost, right?
They didn't win the league.
They didn't lose yesterday.
They didn't lose the game, though.
I don't give a damn if they. That's not about whether they lost the game or not. It's about whether or not they won the league. And I'm talking to some friends of mine. You know, Eddie Surigauza, right, Phil? Is that her name? I forget.
Eddie Surigauza is the businessman, the guy in the insurance business.
Yeah.
I don't know him. No.
All right. Well, she was the one that told me initially. She was talking to because her sons, all of them, from the youngest ones all the way up, and her wife, who was taking the boys out to soccer practice, he was talking to me about how popular it is.
I know. Yeah, football, soccer, it's very popular.
All right, so I decided, and this is the beginning of the season, which is back in August. Nobody told me the GD season goes as long as it does.
And so Frank went ahead and laid, you put down like, how much money was it, Frank?
I put down a king grand on this Liverpool, because everyone said that's the way to go, you know.
Well, you know, if you would have asked me.
Well, I didn't. What do you mean if I would have asked you? What are you?
You should have asked Phil, Frank.
What does she know that I don't know?
What? I watch a lot more of it than you do.
And what were you going to tell me?
I would have asked you who you're betting on. If you would have said Liverpool, I would have said, well, there's about three or four teams that you ought to consider.
Like, give me, for instance.
Like that team that won, Manchester City.
Where do you get all this information?
Phil watches it. He's been watching it for years, Frank.
Yeah, but I...
Well, why did you bet Liverpool?
Because that's... Why did I bet Liverpool?
Frank believes in hunch bets.
I do believe in hunch bets. I believe in...
What's a hunch bet?
Yeah, a hunch bet is when you just have the feeling, you know, the sensation. Who is that? Is that Dickman?
Yeah.
All right, Dickman, listen. A hunch bet... Dickman, don't you and your girlfriend ever have a sense that you love him and he loves you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what it's a sense. And
except I'm right. I know that she loves me.
All right. Well, so he loves you, you know. You're good for you. Your girlfriend loves you. Imagine if your girlfriend, if he didn't love her.
Okay, Frank, so the point being?
The point is I had a feeling way down deep, and there's a song. I got a feeling way down deep in my bones. You know the song, Margaret?
No, well, there's about nine songs, Frank, that start out like that.
Well, what's the one that I'm thinking of?
I have no idea.
Well, I had a feeling down deep in my bones that Liverpool, I don't know.
Well, you bet the wrong team, man.
No kidding.
Yeah, because they lost.
I know that. And that Jurgen Clown, what is it?
Man, I know his name. What? Jurgen Klopp, right?
That's it. A German, right?
Yes, a damn good coach, too.
Oh, my God.
A damn good coach. Look, at you know, there was a very close title race, and, you know, we're boring people with this stuff.
Yeah, because I don't know how many people are into soccer.
Well, let me tell you what I'm in. I'm into money. And I got taken, bent over a barrelhead, and a whole slew of world hooligans. It's almost as if hooligans had their way with me, bent over a barrel.
Yeah, well, you think of it any way that you want, Frank. Fact is, you lost.
Good God, Frank.
Well, that's how I feel. I feel like the hooligan, the soccer hooligan, one gigantic soccer hooligan representing all the hooligans. Okay?
Yeah, I'm following you.
All right, well, and do you follow Robert?
Yeah, I followed.
General?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, then I don't have to explain it. You guys can see me bent over a barrel with a gigantic hooligan behind me.
Yeah, okay. And,
oh, my God, she's laughing.
Frank, I'm sorry you lost. How much did you lose?
I lost a king's grand, all right? You know how much that is?
$10,000?
Oh, wow. Well, excuse me. Are you a poker player?
No, there's a song called One King's Grand. I know the song. So you lost $10,000?
I lost 10,000 quid. All right, you know what quid is?
That's a quid? That's a pound.
What?
Forget it.
You lost 10,000 since I bought. Is that about $12,000?
More than that. About 13, 15, I don't know. With Trump in charge, I probably got taken out and just passed around the hooligan campfire.
Well, Frank, let that serve a lesson.
No. No, let that serve. Somebody's got to pay for this.
Well, who's going to pay? Who's the guy to talk you into the bet?
You and your soccer talk.
Who was the cat that talked? Where did you place this bet?
I placed it with William Hill.
William Hill? That's online?
Yeah, that's the British betting club or whatever it is.
A broker.
Yeah. And I did it because I heard Henry talking about it, and she was, and I wanted in. And, you know, I was talking, I told you about it. Eddie Surigao was going on and on about it.
Frank, I thought you were a brighter guy than that, but if you're going to...
No. Don't make this about... This is about Eddie Surigao and how she passed me around the hooligan campfire.
All right, man. Well,
You know, Frank, I know that you've got money, but dropping 10,000 a quid or whatever the hell it is, pounds, dollars, is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard you do. And without any knowledge of the sport...
I was told that Liverpool was the team by Surigao, Henry, and the rest of these days. I consider you, Henry, to be an online hooligan for what you did.
You know what, man? If I didn't know you better, I'd swear to God you were kidding.
You know I'm not.
No, I know you're not. But I did not talk you into placing any 10,000 quid bet on Liverpool.
And they
almost won, man.
Well, that only counts in A-bombs, my fine feather. Get a load of her. I'm talking to a guy over here.
All right, Frank, just stay with me till the end of the segment.
All right, that only counts in horseshoes, A-bombs, and
ham grenades.
What do you mean ham grenades?
He said hand grenades.
I heard ham grenade, don't even... That worries me.
Hand grenade is what he said, Frank. Okay, you lost your 10 G's, you got to pay up. What are you going to do?
I never want to ever hear anybody ever want to talk ever again about this God.
Watch it, Frank.
Well.
And it's called football, by the way. It's not called soccer. They don't call it soccer over there.
I don't give a... Ask me if I care. Taking 10,000 quid out of my slacks.
Well, anyway, there you go. But it was very, very close. It was the clay. If it's any consolation, I know that it isn't.
Look, Phil.
Hold on, Frank, will you? Let me finish. If it's any consolation... It was one of the closest title races they've ever had in that league since the Premier League was founded in the 90s. Everybody thought it was exciting.
Everybody except the guys that dropped money.
Well, you should not be putting 10 grand on a sport, let alone a team, that you don't know a hell of a lot about.
Oh, get a load of her telling me how to do it. You know,
well, Frank, is he wrong?
I don't like being told. You're telling me, Frank Gray, one of the top entertainment attorneys...
That doesn't make you a soccer aficionado.
And it's called football, as I just heard the guy...
Frank, good luck. But hold on for a minute.
Good luck with what?
I throw a death one, Bob.
Bob Green is jumping on the line with us, if you don't mind. Can we talk to Bob here for a second? Bob Green on the phone with us right now. Bob, thanks for joining us. What's going on?
Look, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. Frank, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I was on, I was filled in for Phil on Friday, and, you know, a lot of, I heard you on there, Frank, talking about how you got a bum steer from Phil on...
I didn't give anybody a bum steer, okay?
Well, you
know... Hey, well, Phil, you know, you're talking all about it.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about it. And here's the thing that happened to me on Friday. I got told by your crew that certain things were being edited out, and...
That was a miscommunication.
Yeah, miscommunication. I was told...
Bob, we heard the tapes, and you were asking the crew to do a whole lot of stuff all at once, and it was just not doable.
Well, why does the show go out with me going, edit that, stop that, stop that?
Because we didn't have enough time to make the edit.
You didn't have enough time. Phil, can I say, and I say this, it's the last time I ever fill in for you.
Attaboy, that's what you got to do with Henry, because she'll take full advantage of you.
Yeah, he's done it before.
All right, you guys want to talk trash about me and dump on me, do it on your own time. Go over and have yourself a knish or have breakfast or whatever.
What do you mean a knish?
That's what I mean. Why don't you go and have breakfast over at Bob's store, Frank?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Where's your store, Bob?
My store's in Buena Park. No, we're not giving out free breakfast.
Well, let's have a knish. you know, and I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you guys get together and you talk about how Phil's a bad guy.
I'm just telling you, I was filled in for you.
You wanted to do Bob Green today, and all of the things that's, you know, that means to you. And so Bud and these guys weren't, you know, having to edit on the run.
Yeah, I said, if I tell you to edit that, will you edit that? You go, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have enough time. There's so much stuff to edit.
Oh, that's a load of horse dung.
Okay, let me tell you something, Green. If you believe Dickman, she lies, and
all right, are you guys all finished crapping all over my show? Because we got to move on with Bobby Dooley.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, he's a good... Phil, look,
thanks a lot, Frank. Hey, Bob, so we got you here with us, and thanks for... Now, what's the problem?
You got me there with you.
Yes, Bob. Frank's not on the line anymore.
Oh, all right. Well, let's talk about this. I was, as you know, fill again for you, and I'm glad to hear that everything went well on Friday, Phil. We're happy to fill in for you. But I'm trying to create a mood. I'm trying to create... Bob Green needs to have... I'm trying to control, and I'm trying to adjust and to manage my brand. Okay? That's what's going on nowadays. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Yeah, I'm very much aware of it.
Okay, and my brand was being taken and wiped on a chimpanzee's...
On a chimpanzee's what?
Never mind, I know what he's saying.
You get my drift, huh?
Yeah, I'm not trying to do it on purpose or anything. You kept asking us, turn on the mic, turn off the mic, turn on the mic.
What happened?
I told these guys, they said that if I wanted to control, you know, what was going on over the air, just to tell them to turn the mic on and off, and they said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, you're doing it like rapid fire, man. Turn on, turn off, turn on, turn off. We told you some of that stuff would go out.
I don't remember you guys telling me anything.
You were asking them to do... hold on, just I'll ask the question here, but you're asking them to turn the mic on and off?
Yeah, I would say to them, okay, turn the mic off, because I wanted to hear a part of the music that was going, I can't...
It was the Ennio Morricone music.
Who?
Ennio Morricone, the Italian,
Yeah, the spaghetti western music, right. And I said to them, all right, now, cut my mic, because I want people to hear the vocal swelling. And I heard Dickman go, ha ha, swell, and...
I laughed only very slightly.
I could hear it, and I think it went out on tape.
What did you do?
He was laughing because Mr. Green talked about something swelling.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see, this is what I mean. And I'm at the mercy of these guys.
All right, number one. Did you tell Mr. Green that you could turn the mic on and off?
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, all right, now turn the mic off, and then you can hear the music.
If you say turn the mic off, that's going to go out on the air.
Not if you edit it out.
Well, we still can edit it out, but if there's music playing, you can't edit it because it makes a music sound.
They can't edit over the music, Bill.
I'm Bob Green, and I'm not married to you. Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. You can't edit on top of the music because you will... Obviously, it's very, very noticeable.
Yeah, you're going to hear the music upcut.
I don't know what any of that stuff means.
It means that you can't edit on the music.
Well, then why were you guys telling me that you could?
I thought what you want us to do is edit out all the stuff like we were talking about. I don't know, you know...
Well, don't talk about it now.
Look, Bob, if you're going... The only way to do it is to know what it is you want to say and say it and avoid saying stuff that you don't want to say.
What? Look, Phil...
That's exactly what I said.
I'm not a professional broadcaster.
Exactly, you're not. That's why it's always iffy and dicey when we get people who are non-professionals to do this kind of stuff.
Well, now, come on, Phil. Don't start talking like, you know...
He always says this, Jerry. He starts talking like he's hot, hot stuff.
You know, you're talking like you're all like, hey, yeah, let me explain how it goes.
With guys like Mr. Green, forgive me, yeah, I do. Even with you, General. Okay, I got decades in this business. Decades!
God damn.
All right, Phil, we get it. Decades!
Well, I've got, you know, I've got to emphasize certain things. And I know what works, I know what doesn't work. And one thing you can't do is say, all right, Ed, turn it on, turn it off, turn on, turn... Either you're running a live show or you're not.
I thought it was pre-recorded.
It is pre-recorded, Bob, but it's called pre-recorded in real time. Do you understand?
No, I do not. What's he talking about?
And I'm getting sick and tired of your gender...
I'm just joking around.
That's Frank. Bob doesn't have that.
Oh, my God, I thought I was talking to my husband.
Yeah, see? You are on edge, Mr. A. You're on edge, and you're going to lose it. You're going to lose all control. You're going to lose coordination. You'll be walking down a street, and you'll just fall down. because you're losing all sense.
All right, let's get back to what we're talking about. You're talking about the fact that you didn't like the way the show was edited on Friday, and you came off sounding like a jackass.
Yes, I did.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Wait a minute, Robert. You are going to wind up sounding like a jackass, not because of editing, but because of the stuff you choose to talk about. You were talking about Bob Green.
Bob, you know, I've listened to you saying you're coming down the street wearing chaps.
What about it?
What, that's, you know, what do you think you're going to sound like?
He does what?
He's talking about, hey, Bob Green today. You've heard that, Phil, with the whistling and...
I got spaghetti western music.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is Mr. Green, the weird ass. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. Because I don't know what it is you're trying to say. If you want to say, hey, I just talk straight, just say I talk straight. You don't have to have spaghetti western music.
I came on your program to help you out while you had a tube shoved up.
All right, Bob, thank you. I understand.
Yeah, that's right. And you don't defend me. You...
One of the things about you, Robert, is that you think that you're never wrong about stuff. And I grew up around people like that. My whole family was like that. So I'm very familiar with people like that. And I don't really countenance all that well. If you don't accept the responsibility for the mistakes that you make in this world, you do not have a friend in Phil Hendry.
Listen to the smartass.
Phil, he's a sponsor. I don't care.
You don't care. Listen to this guy give me... How about that, man?
What is this? Keep fear with Robert Mitchum? You heard what Phil said.
Yeah, I heard it, but I don't believe it. Talking to me, a sponsor like that?
I'm going
to
say it again. If you can't take responsibility for your own screw-ups, I don't know what to tell you.
Have David Hall call me in the morning, please.
It is morning.
It's morning right now.
I have David Hall call me when in the daytime.
Well, it's daytime.
In the afternoon, if you don't mind.
All right.
How about...
That was ballsy, Phil.
Hey, man, I'm not going to sit and listen to this guy going on. Bob Green's one of these people, you know, that nothing's ever his fault. And like I said to him, my life has been filled with people like that. It's like, I think it's because... Well, I don't know why my life was filled. Maybe it's my karma or something, but it's the reason why I don't have a lot of patience with people who can't accept responsibility for the obvious shit that they do. I'm Phil Hendry.
Yay, very good, Phil. I'll give you a round of applause there.
Thank you. Bobby Dooley will become, speaking of somebody not accepting responsibility for anything that she does, Bobby Dooley coming up next here, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Aberdeen Sneeze Medicine. Just one drop, and you won't even recognize yourself in the mirror. Aberdeen Sneeze Medicine. Put it in your nose, watch your face change, and watch that cold just run away. The cold becomes like a frightened schoolchild, takes one look at you and says, no, not their lungs, Aberdeen Sneeze Medicine. And by Mick and Mike's Toiletries. What do you need? Where are you going? How long are you going to be there? Mick and Mike's Toiletries come in a handy kit. You got a roll of toilet paper, you've got
a condom.
You've got toothpaste. You got toothbrush. You got a brush tooth. You got a toothbrush. You got toothpaste. You got something to put the paste on the tooth. And you got something to put your tooth on the paste. And a comb, hair wax, ear wax. Also, there's a razor and a mirror and a lot of stuff. And it's really neat. And nobody can say anything about it.
Mick and Mike's Toiletries. Get them today.
World famous Phil Hendry Show at the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome back. The sound of the C'est La Vie's there with Tumblin' Spice.
Yeah, C'est La Vie's one of our favorite bands. Them and the Misery Slims and
D.A. Dad. Welcome back, folks. We have Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association joining us on the Newsmaker line. Bobby is at her home there in Western Estates. Big day. Yesterday was... Mother's Day, and a big Mother's Day is always a big day there with you, Bobby. You celebrate very, very publicly, don't you? You're in the bathtub.
Yeah, Tori, it's okay. You just missed Dooley.
I'm sorry?
Bobby, hi. Bobby, Phil didn't know you were going to be in the tub.
I was told that I had to inform Bud Dickman, and I did. I don't know why I'm having to inform anyone that I'm in a bathtub, but I went ahead and informed Mr. Dickman. And I thought that was enough.
Did she, Bud?
Yeah, she told me like 10 to 5 minutes ago.
No. What do you mean 10 to 5 minutes ago?
Dick, when did she tell you, Dickman? About 10 minutes ago.
I didn't know. Phil, the nature of taking... Margaret, would you explain it to him?
The women don't just...
call ahead and say I'm going to be taking a bathtub in...
Taking a bathtub? It's not a pill.
I know that you guys are not exactly planning 24 hours in advance with your tubs. They're just, and it's not even anything I'm putting on you, Bobby. I'm putting this more on Bud. That you should have at least told me, Bud. So, okay, I get it, man. I, you know, it's all good, and we'll just let life, you know, move on from there. But, okay.
Dad, she's wearing a tub.
You're, Bobby.
Hold on. I just need to get some hot water. Steve. Oh, shit, that feels good.
Watch the language.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Oh, thank you, honey.
My wife needs to relax and everything.
I understand that, Steve. And by the way, can I ask Steve a question?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask Steve something?
What do you want to ask him?
I want to ask him.
I clear everything.
My wife clears everything.
Well, you know what, Bobby?
All right, go ahead. He's not modest little boy. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve, man, how do you feel having to be, like, answering to Bobby and making sure that she's got hot water and...
What are you trying to say to him right now?
Hold on, honey, I got this. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, how do you feel...
You've got this. You've never spoken to me like that in the past.
Well, I'm talking to... Well, go ahead.
How do you feel about being your wife's, like, coachman, just like her valet, her footman, you know?
I don't know a footman.
Who's footman?
Forget it. Forget that I even asked.
No, this is a good question, Steve. Phil's asking, what do you think about being Bobby's servant?
I'm not Bobby's servant. Steve. I'm not Bobby's servant. I'm...
You're upsetting my husband.
Well, what are you trying to say?
What I'm saying is you're her servant. You do everything for her. I've even seen your Twitter account. You just retweet her. You don't have any opinions of your own. You just retweet Bobby.
That is absolute hogwash.
I got this, honey. Let me just do it, okay?
Grab the phone from me.
I just did grab the phone from you, and there's going to be some...
Oh, look at you. Are you actually going to step to me? I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm the president of the...
I know you're the president of Weston, and I'm the secretary treasurer.
The secretary treasurer? Listen to you. You got jello in your voice.
Never mind. I don't want to cause a problem.
No. As long as you want, if you call me out, are you calling me out?
Yeah, I'm calling you out.
Okay. Then I'll see you out in the street.
See me out on the street?
Yeah.
It's not a gunfight, all right?
Look, I'm just asked a question.
I don't think I'm... You got to treat me better.
Listen, you don't talk to me like... We'll do this later when we're on the air right now. Okay, Phil, so thank you very much. Steve, give me more hot water.
I don't think that...
Give me more hot water. Good boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang the phone up if I hear that one more time.
I just did it on purpose.
On purpose, Mr. Henry, to break your castanets.
How dare you tell him that?
It is true. You told me that you do.
Yeah, Steve, if you get any more information on how Bobby conducts herself behind the scenes, let us know.
Okay.
No, you will not. I happen to be your wife. Your first loyalty is to me, and me, I'll turn that back on.
Yeah, man, that feels great.
Bobby, do you want to talk about Mother's Day, or do you want me to hang up on you?
I'm sorry, okay. I just want to talk about Mother's Day. I don't want you to hang up on me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Go ahead, Phil. You know, you put these ideas into his head, Phil. The next thing you know, I got a husband that's running amok.
Well, Bobby, don't treat that man like he's some sort of a slave.
I don't. My God, Steve goes out. He has his landscaping business. It's very difficult, but I told him, if you want to go out and landscape during the day and then come back and take care of me, it's going to be double duty. It'll be hell on earth. But if you want to do it, I could make it well worth your while.
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
It means he gets to come home to me.
Yeah, what about it?
What do you mean, what about? Have you taken a... Take a look at a picture of me someday. A full body length picture. A profile shot.
Oh, the high rear end.
Thank you very...
Well, yeah, she does.
Yeah, uh-huh. Steve knows.
So Steve takes all this abuse...
For my high rear end.
Yeah. Don't ever forget it. All right, honey, I'm sorry I made you cry. It's all right.
Give me more hot water.
Bobby, no more hot water.
I want more hot water before I talk to you about all this trash, all this other stuff. That's it.
Don't make that noise.
What noise? The one that could...
Don't do it. I'll hang up on you.
All right.
Oh.
That's all. I just said, that's all I said.
So Bobby Dooley is with us. So tell us about Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, Phil, was seriously, Mother's Day was a fantastic experience for me and the boys. One of the things that I insist on, and one of the things that's in the CCNRs, as you know, Steve, because you helped write this.
Well, it is true. I did put in that Bobby, once a year on Mother's Day, the president of the Homeowners Association will appear at the Breakfast Grill, which is the Western Estates Homeowners Association Breakfast Grill. And that's where the breakfast is, you know.
What do you mean that's where the breakfast is?
That's where they serve it.
The breakfast, Steve. The breakfast. That's where we serve breakfast on Sunday morning. Every homeowner is welcome to come and sit. There's potted palms, and there's a view of the pool. There's actually a view of the pool and my home, because our house sits on a hillock. Okay, you know what a hillock is, Phil?
Yeah, it's like a little hill.
Yes, and our home is on the highest hillock in Western Estates, so that you look out the back door of the Western Estates Breakfast Grill.
Would you please pronounce that properly?
Okay, I'm sorry. What did I say?
You said, you're saying breakfast.
I'm sorry. Breakfast Grill. When you look out across... Now I forgot what I was saying.
When you look out across the hill, the breakfast.
When you look out across... No. When you look out across the pool...
That's it.
And you look high on the hillock, there's our home. And so you know that I'm the Western Estates Homeowners Association president. Well, on Mother's Day, I call ahead. We always call ahead. Steve, what...
I usually call ahead about 8 o'clock. Expect us at 10.
At 10 o'clock, we then play Hail to the Chief.
You guys really play Hail to the Chief?
Yes, we really do. We do that for our Homeless Association meetings. But you do that as you're walking into the...
But you do that...
You were on the phone there for a minute.
I know. But you do that as you're walking in to the breakfast place?
Yes. Every time I make a public appearance anywhere at Western Estates, we play the Stevie note.
Yellow, dun, 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 dun.
And I come marching in time.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then I, you know, sit down. You guys sound really confused.
Yeah, no, it's no confusion. It just sounds like the most preposterously pretentious horse dung I've ever heard.
Well, you're growing up. Look at the little boy's growing up, isn't he?
Yeah, but Johnny, you're getting a...
No, Bobby. It's not little boy's growing up. I've been polite, and I think what I owe you is a little bit more honesty. That's the most pretentious, pompous crap I've ever heard of in my life.
Well, it works. You may not like it, Mr. Handy, but it keeps a lot of these suckers around.
It keeps a lot of these suckers in line.
Oh, so your homeowners are suckers, are they?
Yeah, you know, people are going to find out about that.
They know who they are. I'm not talking about all of them. But when we go into the look, when I go into that breakfast nook, they're going to know that Mama's in town. And so, Steve...
Dun, 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 dun.
And I come marching in...
Dun, 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 dun.
With my arms swinging at my side. And then I stand at attention. And then we sit. And that's when the boys come in, one at a time, with a garland of flowers. Then Steve has a garland of flowers. And then the boys and my husband stand and applaud. And that's when they do a little bit of a dance. And we call it the Mother's Day dance, where they just go back and forth and twirl around.
Wait, what is that?
We do the Mother's Day dance.
Yeah,
the Mother's Day dance?
Dooley, tell me that isn't true. Tell me you're not doing that.
Of course I do. I love my wife. And we do the Mother's Day romp.
And so, this is it here, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And we do one step to the right, one step to the left. Twirl around, one step to the right, one step to the left.
You've got your sons, your teenage sons doing this.
Yes, they love their mother.
My sons love me. What the boys call this, the Bobby Samba or the Bobby Quick Step. It's a lot of fun, okay?
The boys know they look like asses.
And I'm sure they're very happy about that.
We don't abuse our sons.
I don't abuse my sons. I tell them, if you don't want to do the Bobby Quick Step, it disappoints me, yes. But you don't have to.
And then what? To the right, to the left, to the right, to the left.
Have the boys ever declined to do this?
Have they ever what?
Have your sons ever declined to do this dance?
Let me turn it off.
Don't you dare turn that off. Do-do-do. Have they ever declined? No. They've never declined. They know what it means.
What does it mean?
Oh, doing some investigative reporting here, huh?
Don't answer them, honey. They're going to set you up.
What does it mean if they decline to do the dance?
Let me put it to you this way. They've never declined to do the dance. Turn the music up. When I say it, then you accentuate it.
Yeah.
They've never declined to do the dance. Accentuate.
Now, you know,
starting to sound like Bob Green the other day on his show.
I don't know who that is.
All right, well, Bobby, I think you're embarrassing your sons. Can we turn the music down?
Not yet, no.
Bobby, you're nude. My wife's nude. She's out of the tub.
So? So what? I'm your husband. I mean, I'm your
husband.
I keep forgetting. I'm the wife. And,
All right, Bobby,
Yeah. Can I get some? I want hot water, Phil. I'm sorry, but I must have it because I'm freezing my ass off. I'm freezing my ass off out here, Phil. I need to have it. Hey, now, yeah. All right. That's good. Thank you, Steve.
All right, Bobby, so...
Well, the point that I'm making is that the boys did give me flowers. They did the Bobby Quick Step. They applauded me. And it's really interesting how the other mothers that was there in the breakfast nook were jealous.
I told you they would be.
Right, and I'll bet you would be too, Margaret, if you were there.
No, I wouldn't be because I know what your motivation is. Extreme insecurity.
Really? Aren't you just so psychological and all psychology? No, it isn't insecurity. I want them to see what a son's love looks like.
It looks like doing the Bobby Quick Step to Walter Wonderly. Yeah, Walter Wonderly's Summer Samba.
You're going to pay?
You'll pay for this.
I'll see you soon.
You got a fight coming. It's coming today.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. There goes Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp and her husband.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Bobby Dooley's got a mental condition, man. It's called I'm way more important than I truly am in the overall scheme of things. Can you imagine being a teenage boy and your mother asked you to dance to the... Have you got that, bud?
Yeah, I got the copy. That's what they wanted me to play.
Play that again? I mean, how does that thing go? It's like, yeah, listen to that.
Oh, this is what she uses for her fashion shows.
You imagine that?
I would dance to that in a million years. Wait a minute. Hello? Yeah, Mr. Henry, sir.
Back on. How dare you desecrate the music that we use for our Mother's Day, for our fashion show? You're desecrating the very music that I was just dancing to outside of my town. Are you there? Is anyone there? Hello? Are you?
Thanks a lot, Bobby.
Are you?
Phil Henry Show.
Well, off and running here on a Monday, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Well, you're welcome, Mr. Shaw.
You think about that, didn't you? This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray, case anyone.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. I'm Phil Henry.